This is RJ Curcio from Curcio Law Offices. We are the proud sponsors of the Waddle & Sylvie podcast. Curcio Law is a millennial-led personal injury law firm. We are here to assist the seriously injured in need of an attorney. Call Curcio Law at 312-321-1111 for your free case consultation today. And now, enjoy Waddle & Sylvie.
If you take this game, the championship window is closed. I mean, this is ridiculous. Did you see Yasmani Grandal try to throw out the runner last night? It looked like he was going to throw the ball to Schomburg. I mean, we are paying so much money for these players. Who is going to buy them? No one is going to take the Benintendi contract. He's got a .2 war. It's been a month since I called you. He's doubled it to .2. He still has no homers. I mean, if we unload everyone, I don't even know that we'll get, you know, from the bottom five to the bottom 10. You think the Orioles or the Dodgers or any team with a decent farm is going to give up one solid prospect for Lance Lynn, let alone multiple? They can't even win in the worst division in baseball. How are they going to go help a real contender?
Berto was back yesterday. He was funny yesterday.
I do have to do a mea culpa so far, at least on Benintendi. I really liked the signing. I thought it was solid.
I thought he'd
increase his home run total because he was in a home run friendly park. So far, I've been wrong. He just is not slugging the ball the way he should. His OPS plus is 87. League average is 100.
So he's 13% below league average. Yeah,
mostly because of no home runs. I mean, it's June 1st, and he's like bats third and plays left field. These are power positions. You know, I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
I was wrong about
that. We also have a David Ross approval rating poll question that we'll get to here shortly. I threw this out in the pre-show fist fight about a week or 10 days ago that I was saving for a day like today where baseball would be more of a center stage topic. And Waddle is out. He'll be back tomorrow. We're at Mike and Denise's tomorrow in Yorkville. And this will be good with Waddle, too, because Waddle knew I wanted to bring this topic up. And I know I'm going to get some eye rolls, but hear me out here, because I believe that this is the surest way for the White Sox to turn things around. There's the greatest free agent out there right now. You don't have to pay him anything but money. You don't have to give up any compensation. He has no official job right now.
It wouldn't even hurt your CBT, payroll thing.
You don't have, any of this. It doesn't go against luxury tax. It doesn't go against any of that competitive balance tax, any of that sort of stuff. And everyone says to me, Sylvie, what are we going to do? I don't want this front office selling at the trade deadline because I don't believe in this front office to sell anything big picture. And then in the offseason, I don't want them doing a whole rebuild with this front office again. So other than sell the team, here is the best way for the White Sox. If they're serious, if Jerry is serious about getting back in the game, and do you have this soundbite too from Joe Lacob? And this too, I think, is perfect to what Jerry, because I root for one of Jerry's teams. I don't root for both of them. And it's why I feel like I do have more of a sympathetic ear, and I've never been a White Sox hater, is because I am a diehard Bulls fan. So I feel what Sox fans feel because I have been dealt this hand as a Bulls fan, and it's the same exact issues as a Bulls fan. Other than lucking into Michael Jordan and Derrick Rose, the same issues go on with the Bulls. And this was Joe Lacob at the press conference yesterday with Bob Myers. Oh, it's on my page. Good. Yeah. This is Bob Myers, and this goes into what I'm going to talk about, too, with the Bulls. So Bob Myers was their longtime top of the food chain.
Yeah.
And what I talk about starts at the top. Starts at the top. You want your organization to function at the highest level. It always starts at the top with your biggest decision maker or who's going to run the team. And so Bob Myers leaves, and this is your owner telling everyone that they're going to be okay.
Our job is to win championships, period. And I'm going to expect that. We're going to expect that. this year, next year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. That's just, you know, there's no point in doing this if you're not trying to win the championship. We're going to win no matter what. I don't care what the rules are. We are going to figure out a way to do it. That's what good organizations do. They figure out a way to win the game. And our game is to win games and to win championships.
So here you have an owner, and it's Joe Lacob telling everyone he's going to win. If Jerry Reinsdorf is serious about winning, Theo Epstein is a free agent. You go out and you hand Theo a blank check and you say, Theo, I am sending Kenny away. I am sending Rick away. I am handing you whatever you want. I pay Yoan Moncada $20 million a year, whatever it is. You're way worth more
than that's for sure.
Yoan Moncada, $20 million. Here, I'll give you $20 million over a five-year period. Here's $100 million. I am paying $75 million to a guy who has zero home runs that you just said, Andrew Benintendi. He has a .2 war in what you just heard. $75 million. Theo Epstein, what he can do for the entire organization from the bottom to the top, he's responsible for winning two or three World Series with Boston. He is responsible for the golden era of baseball with the Cubs. Mm-hmm. He brought it from the bottom to the top. You need the same sort of makeover with the White Sox. Here is a blank check. Don't tell me that $20 million per year, you give him the blank check. I just told you guys in the pre-show fist fight, Monty Williams was just handed this outrageous contract.
$78 million, yeah.
And I don't even know the direct impact on NBA coaches, what they have on winning in an NBA franchise. But they knew that in order to get him, they would have to pay that kind of money. Monty didn't have to work because he was guaranteed another 2 or 3 years because of the Suns money that they owed him. So you had to wow him. The Sox are going to have to wow Theo to get him out from what he's doing with Major League Baseball. But I know he still wants to do it with another team.
Yes, I agree with that.
So if Jerry is truly serious, and if you're going to look at me and you're going to say, oh, leave it to Sylvie, the Cubs fan. If I don't care who it is, Sox fans, if it's the greatest player who ever played the sport, and this is one of the greatest front office executives ever in any sport. If it's the greatest player and he played for the Cubs or he played for another team, you wouldn't care. You would not care. Who cares? Steve Stone was a broadcaster for the Cubs. Len Casper was a broadcaster for the Cubs. Ricky Renteria was a Cubs manager. Rick Hahn grew up rooting for the Cubs. It doesn't matter. This is a guy who is one of the greatest to ever do it, and he evolves with the times. He is out there without a job, and all it does is take money to get it. Blow it up, get rid of Rick Hahn, get rid of Kenny Williams, bring the best in the business into your organization, and do it the right way.
All right. First of all, I agree with you. I think he wants to do it again with the team. So you know there's a desire. There's probably some other things, family reasons, whatever. But assuming you can get past all that, you also have to give him a blank check in terms of what he wants to do in the organization. I don't just mean a blank check for the payroll. You can't just do that. Everybody's got a budget. But if I want to redo the scouting staff, the analytics, all that, you got to let him do all that. So it's blank power almost. It's a blank check for himself. He has to work within a budget. That's fine. Everybody does. Of course it's a brilliant idea. Of course it's a brilliant idea. Not only has he proven it, I think what you just said about evolving is right. He's been at the forefront of all these changes in Major League Baseball. It's not like he's gone on a trip around the world three times and he's not in touch with the game right now. He's completely in touch with the game. And I think a step back has done him actually good in terms of player development and acquisition and just understanding the modern game, because maybe things didn't work out at the end for the Cubs. But this step back and dealing with the sport from a major league level, I think has actually helped him. I don't see how a Sox fan would say no to that. To me, it's a slam dunk. It's just whether Jerry would ever have the appetite. Well, think about what Joe Lacob said.
The appetite
Jerry has
for
never
what?
Come close to saying what Joe Lacob said. He has never come close to that.
The appetite for winning? This is a guarantee.
Yeah.
He took over the Red Sox. He won a World Series. He took over the Cubs. He won a World Series. He's 2 for 2.
It's at least
does it get any more of a slam dunk? Even if they don't win a World Series, he'll be relevant. He's been relevant, and he has built a sustained winner with both of these. Like, I remember when Sox fans were making fun of me and making fun of other Cubs fans for saying that, hey, 15, 16, and 17, NLCS, World Series, NLCS wasn't good enough. That their run with the window opening with Aloy with
was going to be better.
Yeah, was going to be better. It's 2 playoff game wins.
No, it's not better.
2 playoff game wins. Like, at least, like, if you, this is, it's there for you. And if he doesn't have the appetite, get out. Like, this is, you could bark and yell and say, sell the team all you want. That's not a feasible option. This is. Within the realm of possibility, you are paying bad players top dollar. Here's a good player,
right?
And I use player in quotes, a guy who's a legit player, one of the most powerful men in sports, who you could get for $20 million. Give him $25 million over 5 years. Give him a $100 million check. I told you all the guys
that you're paying, Sylvie,
in the organization.
That all makes too much sense. Well, he just... The things Joe Lacob said he would never say, and obviously he doesn't believe in them because he hasn't acted that way. He hasn't given Rick Hahn, even with Rick Hahn there, if he had given him a few more dollars, they maybe could have finished off this rebuild, another star pitcher, another big-time hitter, not just Andrew Benintendi. So he obviously doesn't believe in the only thing that matters is wins and championships. He doesn't believe in that. He's not willing to push to the nth degree to make this happen. So I think your sort of thesis, you know, is right, but I don't think it's something he would do.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, when we present a good idea, like, and this is what I've always said, we're idiots on the radio. I don't take myself seriously. Like, anyone, oh, Sylvie with this or that. I'm an idiot on the radio. But when they say to us, we're right. Yeah. And when they say to us, oh, there they go again. Well, I would say to them, if I would sit down with Rick or with Kenny, and Kenny's never done an interview on this show, right. We're the longest running daily sports show to ever be on in Chicago, with the two hosts being the same ever in Chicago sports radio history. Kenny Williams, and we are the home of the White Sox. Kenny Williams has never done an interview on our show. And if I would sit down with Kenny, I would say, but your way has never worked.
Right.
You had 1 year of goodness where it just came together. You've never built a sustained successful program, ever. So tell me how you're going to fix it. It's never worked for you.
Oh, no. They've had their chances. They've had their chances. This was their chance. They did a rebuild, and it's not working, and that's it. You're done. It's not like you're 3 years into the job.
So
you're 20 years into the job.
312-332-3776. And my challenge to Jerry Reinsdorf, as a lifelong Chicagoan and as a diehard Bulls fan, is the Bob Myers thing, too. Jerry, you have the two best free agents out there now. In a year from now, Bob Myers is supposedly wanting to get back in. If AK and Eversley don't get this back right after this upcoming basketball season, you'll have a chance to do what I'm asking you to do with Theo Epstein. You have a chance to get the two best executives out there in Theo Epstein and Bob Myers. If you're truly serious about winning in sports, which all owners should be, you could go hire Bob Myers for the Bulls, and you can go hire Theo Epstein. And it's everything what a sports franchise is supposed to be. You want to be a hands-off owner? Fine. You were just at a conference talking about, Tyler, I don't know if you could pull up that soundbite where he says you're supposed to trust your executive. If you get the right guy, you're supposed to be hands off. If you have Bob Myers running the show in the United Center and you have Theo Epstein running the show on the South Side, you back off.
It's a dream come true for you, fans. Yeah. I mean,
you have everything you want.
He doesn't think that way. He does. It's not.
Well, I mean, that's a shame. Yeah. What does that say to the fans of this town?
He's been saying it for years.
There's a tendency among owners to think they know more than they know. because almost everybody who buys a team has been a fan. And, of course, the fans absolutely know that they can run a team better than anybody.
Of course.
Owns it. So when you buy the team, you've got to get that out of your head. If you think that you know more than your general manager or your head coach, then you've got the wrong general manager. And what you really want is you want people in all of the positions to be better at their jobs than you are. And sometimes you just have to bite your tongue and have faith. And if you don't have faith, then get somebody else. But you can't make the decisions for your baseball people or your basketball people or your football people. You've got to let them make the decisions.
The man said that with a straight face 2 years
right.
after hiring the manager of the
right.
White Sox.
Right. There's so
How
much.
How could he do that without at least a caveat? Except for once in a while, yeah. the owner asked. He didn't even say that.
Right. I know.
It's incredible. I can't even.
Right. He cut off his general manager.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he can't even understand what he's saying is so absurd. That you think he's going to have the willingness to hire Bob Myers and Theo Epstein?
Well, and now if you want to trust yourself and those words there, and if you learn from the Tony La Russa experience, go hire the two best men out there, two free agents, Bob Myers, Theo Epstein. Hire them, move out of the damn way,
and
let them start things at the top in a new way.
When you bring this up, you almost wonder why an owner wouldn't. You'd be beloved. You could walk down the street again, and people would be bowing down to you if you hired the best of the best for both franchises.
It's the best investment you can make because it will come back to you.
But I think billionaires don't care about being loved.
It's not about being loved. It's about an investment because now you're not throwing bad money away on bad players.
Right.
Like, look,
no,
Theo's
right.
no. Theo makes mistakes. Yeah. Jason Hayward, I could go on and on and on.
And the cupboard was bare when he left.
Yeah, but again, he still built a sustainable
product.
He knows
what he's doing.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it's going to... He knows what he's doing.
And the Warriors have lots of money. They're going to have to pay the piper with lots of things with Bob Myers, too. But again, there's lots of good there. These are smart men. Howard and Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Howard?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. There's two assumptions being made over here. And then one of them is definitely wrong. Boston and the Cubs had way more revenue streams than the White Sox. So spending whatever they wanted was not a problem. There's no way the White Sox could afford to have a blank checkbook. The Cubs could. I think we could all agree on that.
I would agree on that. But as I've said to Sylvie over the years, sometimes you're going to have to spend money before you make it. And the White Sox are in that category. I mean, if you have a winner, now you have 38,000 there instead of 17.
100%. But the TV revenue just isn't going to be there. Okay. Point two, and this is more about basketball. Until you have a situation where, A, free agents come to cities in the Midwest, but they really don't. And you can go back the last 15 years. You want to look at the last major free agent to go anywhere in the Midwest except LeBron going home? Is who? Basketball is set up to protect, or certain markets are better than others. And you can bring in the best GM in the world. If players don't want to come to Chicago,
you've got
to
draft. That's not how you build a team, Howard. You've got to draft. You've got to develop. You've got to send up a successful organization. You've got to know how to trade. You've got to know how to use the salary cap. You've got to know how to do all that. This isn't about signing a free agent.
That's all fine, and I will tell you
it's not all fine. That's the way good teams build a team.
I agree with you. Kenny Williams is the worst executive there is in Major League Baseball. But basketball is a little bit different because if you look at the teams who are winning, you give all the credit where credit is due. But the only reason why the Nuggets are there because the Joker fell all the way to the second round. And you could be the smartest GM in the world, but nobody saw Djokovic being that great of a player because every team passed on him for the first 37 picks.
We talk about this all the time, whether it's SGA, whether it's Jamal Murray, whether it's Clay and Steph and where they were drafted, where it's Giannis, where he was drafted, whether it's the way the Heat developed their talent, undrafted guys. We talk about this all. It's not just Joker. There are lots of ways to do this thing. It's more than just winning the free agent sweepstakes.
And look, I also believe in making good fortune. If you've set up your organization well, good things will happen. Sometimes you'll get lucky in the second round. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's all part of this process you've put together, and Theo can do it as well as anyone.
Dan in Barrington, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Danny?
Dan
dropped off. John on the West Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, I mean, I just don't think... I think you're asking Jerry to do so many things that are outside of his comfort zone. I mean, you're asking him to eat a ton of money. Like, look how they patted themselves on the back for eating the Leury Garcia money. Now you're asking him to not only say goodbye to Kenny and Rick, you're asking him to say goodbye to the entire staff. I mean, when Theo came into the Cubs, he said, this is a mom and pop. They ran it... They completely changed it around. Jerry's never going to do that. What 80-year-old is going to say, hey, but what I've been doing for 40 years doesn't work anymore. I need to change.
It never worked.
I think they need to trade Dylan Cease and just start over.
do you want these guys to trade him? John, I mean, like, hasn't the evidence been there that it's time for him to come out of his comfort zone no matter how old he is?
I totally agree with you. But I think Jerry's also a businessman at heart, and he has an asset that he's never going to pay. I mean, Jesse, you follow this stuff.
Yeah.
If Dylan Cease goes on a heater and he wins a Cy Young and they win the World Series this year, is Jerry going to give Dylan Cease $200 million?
No, probably not. No, because they've never given anybody more than 75. So
get rid of him now.
Well,
he just loses value as you hold on to him.
I'm just with Sylvie. Then you need a new front office to do it. Because they've already done this once, selling talent for young prospects, and it didn't work because they invested in the wrong guys. They asked the wrong questions.
I don't disagree, but that's how he does business. I mean, he's not going to change. I mean, I don't disagree with you guys, but you know, this is where we're at. You got to kind of hope they luck into one again.
It's unbelievable. Like, this is what is that called? Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
We are stuck where we just have Sox fans calling in saying, this is who he is. He's not changing. He sucks at running the team. But this is just...
So let's trade our best player and try it all over again.
We're just going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, we just have to deal with our hand.
Yeah.
It's really something.
No, I think your idea is a home run, if not a grand slam. But I just don't think it's reality.
Like, they need to sit down, look themselves in the mirror and say, this hasn't worked. We've tried everything. We've tried everything, and not since 05 have we won. We've tried hiring the hometown favorites in Ozzy and Ventura. We've tried rebuilding. It hasn't worked. We've tried paying the free agent. It hasn't worked.
I say this with just complete unemotional attachment to any of this stuff. In any other organization, there is no way Rick and Kenny would survive what's going on. There is no way in any other organization. I say that in a factual, unemotional way. Nothing against them. It's just, this is how it works. When you fail to this magnitude, after so many years on the job, someone else gets a turn.
312-332-3776 if you want to weigh in. Also, Waddle's World coming up. Jesse will lead us during that. If you want to react, 332-3776. We're out at Mike and Denise's tomorrow. Make sure you're with us. Mike and Denise is going to be a great time. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Make sure you join us tomorrow.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Get weird. Weird. Get weird. 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 Weird.
Let's get weird.
Waddle's off today, but Waddle's World is still here, and it's brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findus, and member FDIC. Let's go through the hot list, Sylvie. All right, I got a good question for you on this first one. Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla will return next season. Was his job saved by three games?
Yes.
He's gone if they're swept.
Yes.
He's gone if they lose in five.
Probably not sure, though.
Six, he stays.
I think he showed something.
Okay.
Remember, I was thinking about this today when we talk about Spoelstra. Waddle and I had Phil Jackson on. When the Heat started, I think they were 11-11 with the big three, with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Bosch. We had Phil on, and Phil said, Pat Riley should come down and replace Spoelstra. How does that look today?
Pretty bad.
So, look, I'm not saying Mazzulla is going to turn into Spoelstra, but...
But it was, he got to game seven of the finals, conference finals. It's still worthy of bringing him back, but if they had gotten swept, different story. Tom Brady reiterates he has no plans to play again. Do you believe him, Mark Silverman?
Believe it when the season starts.
Would he... Mid-year, somebody goes down? No.
I believe, like I said, yes. Nothing is off the table for me with him.
Until at least the season starts.
Yes.
Referee Eric Lewis, not selected to work finals amid league investigation. A little harsh. Just a Twitter account.
What was this, an Eat a Burner?
Yeah,
and Burner account. What was he doing, protecting himself?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like, just, what's the point?
I don't know. S-cap, I don't know. What's the point? Is right. How about Monty Williams agrees to a record 6-year, $78.5 million deal with the Pistons? Is there not money in the NBA when the worst franchise in the league can offer a coach the most money ever? If he's making $78.5 million, what would Phil Jackson be worth today? You just mentioned Phil Jackson. That's unbelievable
He's a good coach. I was surprised that Phoenix elected to let him go.
Yes and no. I was a little bit, but sometimes things do run its course. You know, we weren't that upset when they moved on from Joe Maddon. You know, things do run its course. Though we only had Kevin Durant for a couple, you know, healthy for a month or whatever. But they did flame out pretty bad. All right, injury reports. Chris Bryant back on the injured list. I know you want to hear about that.
I'm not looking to kick him with my heel.
263, 5 homers, 17 ribbies. Kind of a rough year. He's back
sad.
In the injury list.
I mean, we thought he was going to be generational.
I thought
did
he was
going to
be Hall of Fame. I've never covered a player where early in his career I thought more likely Hall of Fame player than him. And it's not going to happen, mostly because of injuries. Eric Spoelstra says Tyler Herro won't play in game one tonight, but there's a good chance he'll play tomorrow, according to Woj. So,
game two.
So that'll be interesting how he fits in. They won all this without him, but
I know.
I'm sure they could use
so
all the help.
So we're going to see him with a floppy hat again on the sideline?
This injury report brought to you by Costa Ivone, personal injury lawyers.
I put down Heat plus 8.5 tonight. That's what I played. I like them. A lot of people think they could steal. Wilbon thinks they could steal tonight. Yeah. So why not with the points?
You've heard me for over the years talk about schedules. This is one where it's game two you worry about the Heat being tired. Game one, it's about their rust and them still running on adrenaline. That's like the way I would describe it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen that way. But yes, game one is the one you think they could steal.
How many games do you think they get, the Heat? Because like you can bet series spreads, too.
I think one.
You think just one?
Yeah, I do.
I took the Heat plus 2.5. So, like, I think they can stretch it to 6.
Like I said, if they do, I will be happy with that. Like, as a viewer, entertain me for 6 games. If I don't want something where there's no drama. I was entertained that Heat-Celtics series went 7 because I thought that thing was over after 3.
I'm so reminded how much different the regular seasons are for the NBA and NHL when the playoffs come. It just, my daughter, you know, Carly, not Emily. Emily's a play sports. Carly, tonight, we were going to go to dinner. I want to sit outside. She's like, the finals are on. I've covered baseball for a decade. She would never have said that.
the World Series is on.
But she's like, I want to watch the Nuggets
That's
and the
great.
Heat.
I love it.
So I'm with you. We want some entertainment. I agree with Tyler. I think I would take plus 2.5
All right.
games.
All right, is that with a hot list? Do you want to take more of these calls?
Go.
And then we'll get to the goofy stories at the back half of Waddle's
World. There's some
good
ones.
But we were talking about, again, My fix for the White Sox is go after the best free agent out there, and that's Theo Epstein. Not, and they're like, you want to, like, they need a new front office. They need a new way of doing business. Go give Theo a blank check. Like, you've already paid some of these other guys who aren't doing anything on your team. He will have a greater impact than Yoan Moncada, than any of these other guys. Benintendi's getting $75 million. How much did you pay Grandal as well?
What was he, 56?
No, I thought he was 70 as well. 70, and then, like, you're paying, I think, Grandal and Benintendi a combined $145
million. $73
million for Grandal. $73
million.
So more than that.
I was thinking Liam Hendricks got 50, whatever.
So, like, you're paying Grandal and Benintendi, like, a combined $145 million. And, it, like,
Sylvie,
think about those two players and what you could give Theo, and he will impact your franchise way for the better than those two.
Sylvie, I would hire the security guard for the Tampa Bay Rays.
The security guy.
Anybody involved in some of these great organizations, but they're tied up. Theo's available. Yeah. That's the difference.
He's available. Jim in the West Loop, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
All right, first off, I want to thank you for the idea. I feel bad that I never thought of it before. I sit five rows behind home plate, 75 games a year for the White Sox.
Wow.
So I am absolutely tortured, and I've been so for the past 5 years. You gave me hope. You gave me hope for the first time in 2.5 years. It's a genius idea. They're pathetic. They're from top to bottom, believe me. I've been on premium seating trips with this team. I've been to special events with this team. When my favorite guy on the team is freaking Mike Clevenger because he speaks intelligently, this team is pathetic. Theo would fix all of that. And I hate the Cubs. I hate everything about the Cubs except for Theo.
Think if Theo never came to the Cubs. He was just the former Red Sox executive. You would like him. So who cares that he was with the Cubs? And the caller is so right. We don't know if Theo would take them to the promised land, but he would fix all of this crap. And they at least have a real shot.
This isn't like asking them to go out and get Ohtani, one player who, you know, impacts every fifth start and then is a hitter. This isn't going out and getting Machado when he was, or Harper, one player out of nine in the lineup. This is a guy who touches every part of your organization. This is a guy who would help build the farm system. This is a guy who helps build your scouting staff. This is a guy who helps hire the next manager. Everything. He touches everything in your organization,
right,
and will pay for itself.
For example, the next guy that works for the Golden State Warriors doesn't need to tinker with everything that organization. The next guy that's hired for the White Sox needs to overhaul all of it.
It needs an overhaul, yes. Zach on the West Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, fellas? First of all, I hate everything about the White Sox and everything that's... No, just playing. I'm a huge Cubs fan, but I think that the White Sox and the Bulls are meant to be together, and that's why Jerry Reinsdorf owned them, because he's literally turned these two franchises into the Browns. You could put both of them two into one, and they'll be the Browns. And I really don't like that we have an owner that owns two sports teams, because he's literally handcuffing the fans to two sports. You know what I mean? And neither team is really on the road to the championship. The Bulls barely squeaked in. I don't even really consider that the playoffs. You know what I mean? And then you look at the White Sox, they attendance always is horrible. The teams that they field out there is horrible. So it's like Jerry Reinsdorf and Michael, because he's coming next. As soon as Jerry, moves to the upper room, Michael is going to be there. And they still not going to sell the organizations that they own. And will still be handcuffed as fans, at least for the Bulls. I don't know about those White Sox teams.
Zach, thanks for the phone call.
The fact, as we circle back to Michael, that he is not part of what goes on there still boggles my mind.
He's a bad owner, though.
I know, but whatever you had to do to keep him in the fold.
Sure, right.
I guess if he wants the decision-making, he's probably bad. Yeah, but just the idea, there's no relationship there.
I know.
What are we talking about here?
The fact of the matter is, while Michael was a good businessman and, like, you could say Jerry's a good businessman.
Yep.
But as far as being like a winning owner, Michael Jordan is no better than Jerry. Yeah. Is no better than like
He's
Michael McCaskey was.
The Jerry Reinsdorf of the Hornets.
Right. You take away his career, Michael is no better than some of the worst owners out there.
Right. Which is a reminder. I think Wayne Gretzky once said this. Like, he understood, I know how to do it. I'm not sure I can know who else can do it. You know, of course. Michael never thought that. He always thought he knew it, and it hasn't worked out.
A lot of the greats aren't good owners or good coaches or good general managers.
And very few realize that.
Yes.
Gretzky was one of them because he said that once.
Yeah. Robert on 355. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Can you guys hear me all right? I was having some phone problems earlier.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, yeah. Just to go off some of the callers, I mean, Jerry's the owner of two professional sports in a major city. A major city, guys. And he said himself, he puts the faith in I believe, in the wrong people right now and to a fault because of this loyalty bond for some reason that they have. Like, how long has Kenny been there? How long has Paxson been there? And then they hire people and they make this quote-unquote change to make fans happy, but then they tell them, hey, just so you know, we're still running the business here the same way. Just so you're just not going to do it out loud to the media or whatever, because it looks like it's the same stuff, different people. And, like, what did it take for the Bears to have change? What did it take for the Cubs to have change? For the Blackhawks to have change? That's what it's going to take for the Sox and Bulls. And I'm a major Bulls fan. Sylvie, this is management that always had coaches in place ready 2 years in advance before they let the next guy go.
Yeah.
And we had a coach here in Tibbs, and we couldn't even re-sign him. But yet Donovan gets a new contract, and what did he prove?
Nothing.
Nothing in my opinion. But yeah, let's keep it on the low, and let's get him. They're making bad moves, and this goes to the top.
You're so right about the change in ownership at the Cubs and at the Blackhawks.
It took new owners, and then it took Rock. It took
his dad did pass away.
The old man to die.
Yeah, that's it. So it's almost like a new owner.
Yeah,
because Rocky acted like
he acted like a new owner.
He said it so perfectly at the time. I respect my dad, but I have a different way of doing things. Mm-hmm. They won three cups.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Ricketts, for all whatever faults he was there when Theo needed him. He was there. He let him rebuild it his way. They spent money, and they won a World Series.
Yep. Yeah.
The change in ownership's made a difference.
Absolutely. 312-332-3776. It sucks. It really does. All right. The fun stories in Waddle's world coming up next.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Let's get to some weird and wacky in Waddle's world. What do you say, Sylvie? A couple Taylor Swift stories here. This is not a surprise. The headline says it all. Some Taylor Swift fans say they're wearing adult diapers to her shows.
Oh.
So they don't miss any songs.
I tried to do that. When did I wear the adult diaper? What did I do that for? I wore that during one show. Boy, was it uncomfortable. Oh, that was after I pooped my pants upstairs.
But that was a radio bit, right? That was a radio bit.
Yeah, it was, but
would you ever wear one to a concert or a sporting event? Cubs, Game 7 of the World Series. Did you go to the bathroom in Cleveland?
You know what? I was proud of myself. I didn't really drink during those games. I had, like, I think a pregame beverage to calm my nerves, and then I did not.
It was all about the game.
It was about the game, and I didn't want to go to the bathroom during important times, so I just made sure, like, I wasn't, like, binging alcohol, so I wouldn't have to keep going back to the bathroom.
They say after the stress and cost of getting tickets, they don't want to spend 1 second of Taylor's performance waiting in line for the restroom. I hate to say this. How is the restroom situation at Soldier Field? I don't even know, really.
Is it good? Is it, like, Wrigley?
I think
during Taylor Swift, for him, it will be good. I don't.
That's a good point.
I think because of the bulk of I think the men will be in the minority.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think the urinals will be good.
All right, so if you're a 15-year-old girl, you might be wearing a diaper, in other words.
I've been to some shows, like I told you, the last time I went to the Taylor Swift show in 18, we had floor seats. We bought them second on the secondhand market.
Yep.
Believe it or not, they were $300 per pop, six row. On the secondhand market.
It's
that's
changed
a bargain.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's changed.
But the Soldier Field floor seats, mm-hmm. You can go into the tunnel where the players come out, and they have porta potties in the tunnel. It's the best situation ever.
You're in and out
for
quick.
The bathroom, yeah. Because you just go to the tunnel and there's no lines, and you go into the porta potty, boom, you're out.
All right, I wonder if this impacted you in Game 7 as well. Taylor Swift fans claim post-concert amnesia due to bizarre phenomenon. And the phenomenon is they're just overwhelmed by the concert. They forget things that happened during the show.
Well, because they're hyperventilating, because they're so...
Let me
make sure this doesn't happen with your daughter.
It's hard to put together what you actually witnessed. You're having all these emotions while your favorite songs are playing, and you're like, wow, where am I? This is from a fan who saw her in Massachusetts.
Let me ask you this, Jesse. Are you going to let your daughter video the concert?
I guess.
Why not let her take it in with her senses?
I mean, it's up to her, but I'll suggest that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good call.
I'll suggest it. One song.
An old man talking? Is that the old man yelling at the clouds? Like, my thing is, take it in with your eyes, with your ears, with your nose, like all your senses. Take in the moment. Feel it instead of focusing on watching it through the camera.
Totally get that.
Live it. Live in the moment rather than filming it through your phone.
Totally get that. Let me read this, though. If I didn't have the 5-minute video that my friend kindly took of me jamming to her songs, I probably would have told everyone that it didn't happen. Yeah. So you need a little...
Yeah, a little snippet.
You need a little snippet to remind yourself what went on. But that's it. I'm with you. Don't hold it up the whole concert. Don't do that. I'm with you on that. All right, so amnesia, diapers. I mean, this... By the way, I was at opening day in Texas when she was down there as well. The Final Four, it was the women's Final Four, was in Arlington. And it was opening day for baseball. And Taylor Swift, we were talking earlier in Crosstalk about, is it the biggest event in the city since whatever? Same thing down there. Nobody cared about the opening day. A few people cared about the Final Four, women's final. It was all about Taylor Swift. She played at the Cowboys Stadium. God knows how many people. So
she is a great, great entertainer, performer, everything. The prices have gone, I don't know what's happened here. It's a phenomenon that I've not experienced before for any event. But she lives up to every morsel of hype.
Yeah, and that's why the tickets are insane and going for what. I mean, it's supply and demand. People, if she wasn't that good, they wouldn't be asking for $8,000 a ticket. All right, NASA UFO team says over 800 incidents investigated. I don't care about the story. Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe in UFOs?
Of course, yes.
I don't. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
I don't.
Wait, come on.
What do you mean, come on? I'm the crazy one?
You may be the alien.
I'm the crazy one?
Yes, you are.
So
the old man at the bar, maybe.
All these incidents, we've never had a real recorded fill-in-the-blank encounter.
How do you know we haven't?
Well, I mean, nobody...
How do you know who the alien is?
Oh, okay. So there you
go. How do you know?
So these people walking across the street might be the alien.
Yeah, you don't know.
And you believe in ghosts?
Of course.
Oh, boy.
How would you know?
Can I disprove it, you're saying?
Yeah.
I can't.
There you go.
But I'm asking you to prove it.
I can't prove it.
we're in a stalemate then.
No, we're not. I believe in it.
Right. I can't. I get it. I get you, man. This is just something you believe
in. All right, I want to play you a new song that we had roll into ESPN 1000. We don't play a lot of parody songs, but our very own Jay Moore wrote one of our baseball teams. We'll play you that coming up next. And then what is your approval rating of David Ross? We put that out in a poll question. We'll get to that next.